Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We need to talk now with our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. New York this week became the first city in the U.S. to implement congested pricing for people driving through parts of Manhattan. It's an idea that officials in San Francisco briefly considered before the pandemic hit and abandoned it because of the shutdown in business. All right, Phil, so if this works in New York, do you think city leaders here in San Francisco will be taking another look at it?
Of course. And not the least reason is going to be that San Francisco's Muni, you know, its bus and transit system, is running out of money. And they got to find it somewhere. And various alternatives they're talking about, like increased meter parking in neighborhoods, putting parking meters up in places where they've never been before, is getting resistance from voters. And when you get resistance from voters, you have to start looking elsewhere. And if you're the only other elsewhere around in San Francisco is commuters and tourists. And they've been easy targets in the past, and there's a good chance it might be an easy target again this time. Originally, the idea in San Francisco was congested pricing, but we, as you pointed out, don't have the congestion. The other part was implementing it was going to be costly. You know, how big a part of the city were you going to do it on? Was everybody going to be charged the same? Or if you made less money, would you be charged less? And on and on and on. It got pretty complicated pretty quick. They set aside $500,000 to study it, and that's where it sort of stayed, studying. But I'll tell you what, another idea came up during that time that is still kicking around. And that is the idea of putting some sort of toll on the roads leading up to the Bay Bridge. In other words, you don't ban traffic or charge $9 to go around the downtown, but you might put a toll in to get onto the Bay Bridge, which would generate money and possibly have fewer people do it.
Hold on a second. So San Francisco's in a death spiral. People, well, yes, as a commuter, yes. You know, bias duly noted. But all this hand-wringing, why don't people want to come to downtown San Francisco? Why don't the workers want to come back and work in downtown San Francisco? But hey, we're going to charge them a whole bunch of money to do that. I mean, come on.
Well, that is the problem in San Francisco, or the challenge they have. You're absolutely right, Patty, because even before COVID, getting to downtown San Francisco is expensive. The Bay Bridge just went up another dollar to $8 if you're coming in over one of the bridges. If you're coming in from the peninsula, they were talking about putting toll lanes up on that stretch. They're also talking about possibly a toll on Treasure Island. You're right, Patty. It becomes more expensive. They have congested parking in San Francisco that can go as high as $12 an hour or more. If there's events at Pac Bell or the ballpark, yes, Patty, you're absolutely right. But on the other hand, they need the money, and they always say, well, it's better for the environment and congestion. This is going to go back and forth, back and forth. The last, the Muni director who just exited a couple of days ago, Jeffrey Tumlin, he was the one that came up with what he calls the geometry of the road, and that is that, you know, cars take up a lot of space. We should charge them for it, and he was the one that was suggesting a possible toll or something like that to get you to the bridge faster if you are willing to pay for it. Will it ultimately happen? Remains to be seen. I've seen crazier ideas, like that billion-dollar bus station we have downtown that's supposed to have a train coming to it that we haven't seen.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.